Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. Awakening Matters is a dialogue that covers everything from cellular consciousness to funny stories of humanity to not so funny things and everything in between. So the sublime, the etheric, vibrational, the fact that we are our own walking blueprint. Yes, we are walking around with an inner blueprint that has never forgotten its reason and purpose. And I love that the cells are aware of that consciousness, and together with the human structure, meaning our physicality, that it is possible to align with that and experience peace. Because I don't care what your belief systems are, what your circumstance in life is, what burdens you, the goal of the chaos in your life, external or internal, is always the soul's desire for you to return to peace. And in your humanity, if there's chaos, inner or outer, there's also a desire to return to peace. Why? Because peace equals not only success or longevity or safety, but it is also symbolic that you have moved out of survival. So the word peace is not just for some, it is universal. And that universal concept is that if you are feeling peace within, then there is a part of you, your emotional body, mental, spiritual body, physical body, that has moved out of a survival mode, which can be very uncomfortable. So I'm going to be sharing many things today. So your cells are, and you know, I always start at the core because that is what we return to. And that is in my belief. And I can only share with you my opinion, my experience, and my perspective. It's never zero interest in anyone aligning with it, agreeing with it, or disagreeing with it. I am just here sharing with you what the awakenings that I have experienced and how I have turned my life into a walking blueprint of self-love. And I'll talk about why that's important as well. So on a cellular level, and I think I mention this every time I talk because it's so important. I believe it is. The cells have a consciousness. If you think of the human body, the cells are communicating with themselves and each other outside of time and at all moments. Why does that matter? Because the cells in somebody's body, regardless of where they are in the body or what part of the conversation they're having, if the cells are literally revealing to you that you are sick, that you are not well, that you are in pain, that you are uncomfortable, that you are in discomfort, etc., those cells in your body that have agreed, if you will, on a consciousness level to wake you up so that you will, and you don't have to, but this is an invitation, but so that you will go within, so take your focus off the outer world. It's almost like a gratitude for the awakening of this discomfort. Yes, I just said that. A gratitude for the awakening of this discomfort, because now that I'm taking notice of it, it can go. It can diminish. It can pass. It can be transmuted. And not only can it be transmuted, but inner world, and there is, you are like a, not only a walking blueprint, but you are a walking universe. And your inner universe, if it feels there's something out of balance, will in any way it can, because by the way, the consciousness of your cells is fully aware that if you are not given the heads up to some type of imbalance that's happening, that then there's a possibility that your cells won't survive or that you won't assist yourself to survive, and that could be bad for all parts. Bad, quote unquote, the expression of the cells will no longer be there, etc. And so there is an inner dialogue of waking you up to anything within you that you have been putting off, that you haven't dealt with, that you have not looked at, that you have not danced with, and fallen into love with yourself, which means if you pay attention to the language of your body or your inner emotional body, it is reaching out to you and saying, you forgot to put love here. You do not know yourself here. And if you don't replace this area of your body or your illness or your discomfort with acceptance of love there, then anything that is the opposite of love will get very comfy cozy there. And so I say to you that you can, I'm going to put out some questions for you to contemplate if it resonates. If it doesn't, make it your own. But can you bypass yourself? Meaning, can you in your life bypass yourself in order to survive? Most people do. Most people do until an emergency, a trauma, or an awakening of some kind. We hope that it is in love and not through trauma. But when, and I know this personally, when we are in a survival mode, there's very little room from my past, my childhood, to feel safe in the vulnerability of love, to feel safe in the vulnerability of expression. And so all of that gets put somewhere else because you are in survival mode. And I'm saying this because right now in our humanity, if we were to look at not one person or two people, but all of humanity as a being, as a consciousness expressing, there is a massive divide going on, and rightfully so. And so with this divide going on, it is a time to know that when your external world is taking on the embodiment, so your external universe, let's say, humanity as the universe, is taking on the biggest picture possible to reverberate back to you and basically in your face create trauma and separation and divide, that is a time to really take notice of what's going on internally. It's also a time to have your voice heard, to speak up, and to feel empowered, however and in whatever truth that is yours to do so. But I'm talking about if humanity is a walking blueprint and is, let's say, humanity as a species is one being, it is expressing that it is in trouble, that it is toxic, that it is not well. And so what I'm saying is on that big scale, what it's talking about is internally that the consciousness of humanity is needing you to take notice, where is your consciousness? How do you talk to yourself? What is your inner dialogue? And I can just feel all the eyes rolling, but let me tell you, it is so much more important for you to know that if you are part of this species and this body of work, that how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, and how you love yourself will make a difference in the outcome. And I'm hearing as well so many people saying, I'm just one person, I don't make a difference. Yes, you do. Because tell me, in your one body, if there is one toxic cell, if there is one cell that doesn't feel that it matters, if there is one cell that feels that it is sick, but it's okay, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference to your body, oh, yes, it does. So if that one cell in your body is needing you to take notice, that is what's happening in the world right now. And for you to really focus on, how do I talk to myself? How do I treat myself? What do I really think of myself? Am I in a loving, supportive role with myself in my life? Do I feel empowered by that role? Have I taken an inner inventory? It's very easy to see on the external mirror, external consciousness, external body of work, map of humanity, where you think there is imbalance. But to go within and do an inner inventory, mind, body, spirit, personality, my past, my present, my future. I don't care if you just do a blanket statement from head to toe, and this is my invitation to you, where you say to the consciousness of yourself, which, by the way, then talks to the cells in your body, and you say, all the places within me that I have held anger, frustration, that I've held a loss of self, that I've held pain, suffering, that I've held all of these parts that are, that instead of the flow, there's a detour, and then a flow, detour within you, that if you do a blanket statement in your own voice and in your own choice, but as an example, all the places within me are to switch to a place of self-love. But you can't do a superficial statement and see the matter, the physical matter, change. If you do a superficial statement of, I love myself and everybody, and the next day your inner dialogue is trashing you and everybody, then you're going to create duality, you're going to create chaos in your world. And so if you are alive right now in body, there's a reason and a purpose. If you focus on the present moment, there is a reason that you are here. It is not a mistake, and you matter because you are here to affect the matter, not only external but internal. But you can't bypass yourself. You can't hope to make long-standing change for others without doing your inner work. Disease is dis-ease. Illness, discomfort, all of that within the body is about the cells letting you know, hey, there's an imbalance here. There's too much negativity, or not enough has been cleared from the past, and we're all just depressed and turning toxic, and you don't believe enough in love or self-love, et cetera, to transform these cells. And I'm here to tell you, with myself and others, and please do go to my website, Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com, and look at the reviews regarding healing and all kinds of things. So I'm not just giving you my hope for you. I'm giving you the hard work that I've done my whole life, which has brought me to this point right now with myself and with you. And so I say to you that what you hate about yourself, what you hate about what's going on externally, you can change. Are you here to just witness it, sit back and do nothing? No. You're here to make a difference. Where does that difference start? With you. How much do you matter to the universe that if you change your mind, you add to the world changing? in the alignment of what you desire. And if you are in a feminine form, you are here to give birth to a new way of life. You are here to empower, to support, to cheer yourself and others on, and the masculine in alignment as well. Now is not the time to sit back. Now is the time to lean towards yourself first. So do take an inventory. Don't plan it, please. Don't fake it. Truth is the only reason that we exist. Truth is what created matter. Matter is what creates truth. What do I mean by that? Don't go, okay, tomorrow I'm going to spend all day talking so kind to myself because I'm going to take an inner inventory tomorrow. So all day the dialogue will be just beautiful. And then, which, by the way, every second that you spend falling back into love with yourself, parts you didn't even recognize that you didn't love, and becoming one in your wholeness affects in waves the mass consciousness, affects not only your immediate space, but far beyond that. Far beyond that. And then gathers strength and returns to you. And so I'm saying to you, what can feel almost, because we have a consciousness within you, but the consciousness without you, outside of you, is saying, unless you do, unless you are physically doing something like moving paper, making files, creating something externally, then just doing inner work doesn't matter. Actually, that's the work that really does matter. And moving paper and making files and doing all that, I love that. Organization, yes. Chaos within while creating organization outside, no. No. You're creating the very thing you don't want to experience. And so I say to you, please don't fake it, in the sense that there's that saying out there, fake it till you make it. Absolutely, do whatever you want to do. However, with yourself, get quiet and move into a place of empowerment. And what does that empowerment look like to begin with? It has to start and end with love. And, you know, I'm not talking about romantic love. Love romantic love, but I'm talking about with yourself. I'm talking about you loving yourself back to wholeness and saying, okay, I'm going to stop judging myself and I'm going to put love there. Just try it and make it your own. I'm not going to I judge myself here, or I carry the judgments of my family. I carry the judgments of my divorce. I carry the judgments of past friends. I carry the judgments of social media. I carry the judgments. So in all of those places, when I say do an inner inventory, I put love in that place and love in that place. I call forth the energy of love and I call it forth into the center of myself. The thing is, I do so many healings and I'm in deep gratitude for that opportunity, but I also do them on myself because I'm only as good for others as I am doing the work on myself. And so may it never stop, meaning may I always be consciously aware and do the work. However, and it doesn't have to be work. It can be passion, meaning you don't have to see your work as a burden. It can be the lightness of being. But how you talk to yourself and your commitment to being comfortable is a threat to your belief that to be uncomfortable, which means to move into a place with yourself, this is all about you with you, of like, no, the doctors will heal me. Somebody outside of me will help me. That's true. Absolutely. I absolutely have seen that and I support it. However, you have the power within you to add to that and say, I also choose the pure vibration of who I am, who I want to be, And I know my world will match that. And so that's what I'm talking about. The other thing I'm talking about, too, is your cells of your body are paying attention. They're paying attention. You feel like nobody's paying attention. Maybe you feel like, and I hope not, that you're not seen or heard. Oh, it's such a beautiful, incredible thing to be seen. What an incredible feeling. But to see yourself, off the charts. Nobody can match that. To be able to see that you are the universe and to be able to see that within you is access to a love that is greater than who likes you, doesn't like you, that it surpasses all of that, and that you can reclaim the joy within you, not based on who gives it to you or takes it away, but based on your willingness to empower yourself and to be your own voice for goodness and love. Got to start with yourself. Got to start paying attention to how you talk to yourself. It matters, and it is literally the matter that creates the entire world that you are in. And so what I mean by that is your ability to walk around and to know that you like an iced coffee and to have conversations and to have your mental body, et cetera, and your emotional body and your physical body co-create all of those experiences, those are happening not because that's what's supposed to happen. Please don't take it for granted. Your body is working with you, not because that is what it's supposed to do. It is working with you because there is a love that established it. And I'm not talking necessarily about the physicality of your arrival. I'm talking about this, at the center of every cell in your body is a light. Literally, I've seen it in all bodies. There's a light that is so strong, it's impenetrable. And it is a light that is so strong. And when you look at the geometry and the sacred geometry of what's at the center of the light of a cell, you see the word love, the energy of love, and the creation of love stated in a sacred format that allows all your cells to coexist. And it's not human love. It is a much deeper presence of love, but it is there in the cell, and there is a light at the center of every cell that is impenetrable. Because why? It remembers why it's there. It remembers and knows its presence and purpose. And so for you to align with that light within every cell is for you to return to yourself, is for you to return to a place of peace and to return to a place of wisdom and knowing that far surpasses the circumstances of your life. And you become clear. You become very, very clear. And it doesn't, it no longer matters who agrees with you or doesn't, who loves you or doesn't, who judges you or doesn't, because all of that will continue. It is the duality. But all of a sudden, you're standing on solid ground that is impenetrable, and no matter what comes your way, what comes to the surface, when you love yourself so much, I'm going to move even forward beyond what I've been talking about in regards to returning love to places within you that have held a lack of love. What happens when you move beyond that and move forward into your life? And all of a sudden, you're judged, and you are not happy. What happens is the time and energy and input of love that you've put into yourself expands and grows to a point of literally you have compassion. Now, am I saying that you have compassion for somebody that doesn't see you? And by the way, nobody can see you from a place of love respect, adoration, acceptance, etc., if they don't see themselves that way. And so if you're not getting it from a certain person, it's because they are not there yet with themselves. And so can you step into that role, and should you, with yourself? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. And then you will look to others that don't treat you with, or don't even see you. We'll even go down to that level. They don't even see you. They don't even see you. Just are, you're not even acknowledged. They don't even see you. You're not important to them. It doesn't matter to them, etc. Instead of the depression or the feeling that a lot of human beings have of, I don't matter to people, I don't matter to anyone, so I must not matter that I'm even here, or I must not matter, period. Not only do you matter, but what will happen as we fast forward this all into the future, and how can I know this? I've lived it. And so I'm sharing with you what happens. From my perspective, is it going to be the same for you? Absolutely not. It will be yours. It should be yours. Absolutely, it should be yours. But can I speak about things that I have not experienced or lived? I won't. I will only speak on things that I have experienced and lived. And so I will say to you, as you fast forward into the future of not only loving yourself, seeing yourself, knowing yourself, celebrating who you are, etc., that then you have compassion for others. Do you throw them a compassion party? No. Do you? I mean, you do what you want. If you want, go for it. But it is a silent knowing, but it is a fullness that no one can ever take from you again, and it is a knowing that you are present and you matter to the universe. And you matter to the universe in a way that is solid. It's simply solid. How can I explain that? You just feel solid. You feel connected to something so much bigger and greater than the very real and very human moments that I have lived and that everybody lives, hopefully on a very small scale. Mine, unfortunately, was not. But now I say thank you to that. Thank you. Because now the amount of unconditional love that I carry for myself is even greater than all of the hate and disdain and indifference that I experienced. It's so much bigger. And it's not based on somebody giving it or taking it away. And that's why I reach out to you and I say, it's possible for you. It is possible for you. And it is important and it matters now more than ever that you align with yourself first so then you can align with others. And you can be clear-headed and your voice can matter in alignment to your choice. And so if you are internally hating yourself, but you're rooting for somebody else, which that happens a lot, then you're going to create, you're not going to create neutrality within your cellular body. Your cellular body is going to go, hey, wait a second. You have not seen yourself or loved yourself or heard yourself or aligned with yourself or communicated with yourself in so long that the part of your humanity that felt unseen and didn't matter, how did that feel to your humanity? Whether you're in school or out of school, work, or wherever you are in your life circumstance, you felt it didn't feel good. Imagine your cells, the cells of your body saying to you through discomfort, hey, excuse me, you have not been present. You have not been here. You have not cared because others didn't care. You stopped caring about yourself. And so your cells go, well, you didn't care, so we turn toxic. You didn't care, so, and you didn't feel that you were worthy, and you didn't feel that you were lovable, so we no longer represented that. We started to represent a life force that is diminished, a life force that is distorted, a life force that is out of alignment. But is it possible to restore alignment? Absolutely it is. But I say to you, you and no one else must give yourself permission to change the perspective you have about yourself. I forget who said this. I think many people have said this. Maybe even myself. But to change your story or to say to yourself, wait a second, I am not my story. I'm not who I was yesterday. I'm not who I was as a child. Who am I today? That's part of the inner discovery. Who do I want to be today? Who do I want to be today? And your reactions to being seen or being validated for your existence will begin to shift. And you'll start feeling that you are seen far beyond anything that has not seen you. And so much of our humanity, I'll put it that way, comes down to, if you are not your story, do you feel lost without it? Can you choose to move from your story to the present moment and choose love for yourself? A lot of people feel lost without their story. A lot of people feel that they're in unfamiliar territory without their story. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to let go of your story completely, but if you are even looking at your story or the possibility of, huh, I wonder who I am in the present moment. What if I was to not align with my story? Who could I be? Oh my gosh, the sky's the limit. I could really strive for joy or happiness or well-being. Maybe I won't care if people don't see me. Maybe I'll move into the knowing that I see myself in a thriving capacity. And so I say to you, know that what's familiar to you, and maybe you've lived it for a long time, and I'm here to tell you, I'm almost 60. I lived a huge portion of my life in regret for, that's one part of me. That's not all of me. And that's no longer my story, but to rewind, I lived a huge part of my story in regret that I didn't give myself the opportunity to be seen and loved, etc. As it is with humanity, we were always giving it away to others because either that's what you were taught or shown or commanded to do or what have you. And you hope that they would love you enough or that you could love them enough so that they would return it. It doesn't work that way. So if right now you're in a relationship or you're with family and you're trying to give from a place of emptiness or you're trying to love somebody enough to love you, I invite you, stop and love yourself. Start saying all this energy that I have been focused on, this person, place, or thing, I am going to return to myself. Now, all of this seems like a lot of words to some, but I'm here to remind you, you are pure energy, frequency, and vibration. Words are pure energy, frequency, and vibration. I know. And so I say to you, start changing your wording and how you relate to yourself and how you talk to yourself and how you care about yourself. Are you kind? Are you loving? Now, please don't get confused being kind and loving with, okay, I don't talk to myself in judgment anymore. I don't talk to myself in hate. I just don't talk to myself at all anymore. Like, silence. No, I don't even think of myself. So let's not go from a place of familiar negative dialogue to no dialogue. Let's go from a place of negative dialogue to a place of self-acceptance, love, and unconditional. Even if you were to just look at those words, hey, don't take my word for it. Put them next to each other on a piece of paper, the negative and the positive. Read through the one negative list. See how you feel physically, energetically. Then read through the positive list of words. See how you feel energetically, physically. There will be a very strong reaction, and notice that reaction, because one area within you will reject and the other will accept. One area within you or all of you will thrive, the other will collapse. And so I'm here to tell you that if you are struggling with something on a physical, emotional, or mental level, before you can change the outside circumstance, you must go within and change your inner dialogue, your inner circumstance, the environment of your inner body, from acidic to alkaline, which means from a lack of oxygen to full oxygenation. And that is possible. It is possible. And I don't even have to get into the concept of how your body or your mind or your emotional body got to a place of negativity, because that is known. Isn't that interesting that the negativity that we all go through remains glaringly clear? We don't forget it and it sticks with us. That's because there is a strong reaction, not just emotionally, mentally, as well as energetically. And so I say to you that right now, what's being offered to you is a path back to yourself. Work with teachers, go to groups, interact with positivity, or interact with tools that will help you to return to yourself. I'm certainly not saying only talk to yourself and your inner dialogue is all that matters. No, but I am saying to yourself that right now in the world, there is an empowerment opportunity. And that is about the divine feminine speaking on behalf of rebirth and the masculine in support of that, whatever that looks like to you. But it is the voice and the choice of inclusiveness instead of separation. But first, that's on a cellular level. Are you experiencing inclusiveness, or all your cells experiencing the same level of oxygenation? Or is there separation and there's a part of your body that feels okay and another part that feels terrible? If there's a part of your body that's feeling terrible, it is needing oxygen. It is needing words that and expressions and reactions and belief systems that feel so minimal. When somebody is dealing with pain, a disease, discomfort, it feels like what I'm saying is nothing. It feels like something needs to meet this problem in a much bigger way than words or an inner inventory. I'm way beyond that. That's not going to make a difference. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I say that because I've lived it and I have watched it heal other people. And so I say to you, your story is not over, but you must recreate your story, starting from right now. Right now. Not what you've been through, not what you, the incredible human being that you are, Hey, bring that into your new story. Not what you survived, et cetera, but I know I'm an incredible, extraordinary human being. I'm going to start from here. Now, where can I go from here? Have I met all parts of me? Do I need to call upon the parts of me that I don't know yet to literally come forth and so that I can embody them? The part of me that is health, the part of me that is stronger than anything being told to me, the part of me that wants to be rescued by somebody and something else, and I'll allow that rescuing as long as I show up for myself first. So there are opportunities here that are very empowering, very strong, and shift the whole existence of whatever you're dealing with from this point forward. So does it mean you have to fear negativity? No. Does it mean, well, I had two really good days. I was like off the charts. I felt so empowered and strong. And then I had a day of all negativity. So I guess it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. It didn't make a difference, et cetera. Or I'm not good at it, or I can't, et cetera. No, it means that keep going within you. Until you experience yourself heal, until you experience yourself turning to your past and saying thank you to all the people who betrayed me. Thank you so much, because it catapulted me into a place that I never would have thought I would have reached in this lifetime. Does it mean you have to be betrayed in order to reach that place? No. I'm talking about my own life, and you will have your own gratitude for the people or experiences in your life. They will be yours because you matter. But when you are able, literally, not half-assed, but seriously, to look at your past and go, wow, thank you. Thank you to my childhood that almost killed me. Thank you. Because of you, I looked for a bigger reason, definition, and wisdom for being here. And so there are these opportunities that arise in our life and in our world right now that are calling you, the greatest and grandest version of you, to step up first with yourself and then for others. And finding that you are the person you've been waiting for is the greatest gift life has to offer. Does that mean you don't need any people in your life? No, not at all. Not at all. But finding that you are the greatest gift in your life, you are the person you have been waiting for, is a completely different platform to live life from. And it's one that is worthy of your time, attention, interaction, and input. You are worthy of that. I want you to have the experience. I want for you to have the experience of feeling a sense of so much fullness, of so much clarity and self-love, that you are able to thank the experiences of your past instead of carrying their weight around, that you are able to put that weight down so that your body can breathe fully and you can look at your past and say, thank you, but I no longer need the weight and the burden of what I survived to remind me of where I'm going and who I am. And when you are ready to communicate with yourself, not about what you survived, you're a rock star. Know it through and through so you don't have to keep reminding yourself. Know it through and through. Who cares who? There will come a day where who sees that in you and who doesn't no longer matters. If they don't see you for who you are, they have not yet fully seen themselves. Because everyone, I don't care what age you're at, what you're doing, what your focus is, anyone in the physical body wants to feel a unconditional love that lifts them up, causes them to thank their past, and to move forward with clarity. Nobody goes, oh, no thanks, not today. No, no, not today, and maybe never. No, it is a yes, please, thank you now. And so that's available to you the same way that the people in your life, your circumstances, your external world have maybe, hopefully not, but told you that you are unworthy. This awakening matter is here to tell you not only are you worthy, you always have been, and the light that lives at the center of every single one of yourselves knows it. And when you turn within and you align with that cellular knowing, there is a complete and total life change. Does it mean everybody that you see the next day is agreeing with you? No, they can't see that in you or even cheer for you, applaud for you, or see you clearly if they are feeling less than. And most people go, oh, we liked her better when she felt like we were more important. So, because now we have to find somebody else. So, one again, based on my past, what I am telling you is you have the opportunity now to make yourself and your life whole. I applaud and celebrate and honor all the people in your life that can do that with you, meaning they're doing that work as well, that can see you, meaning they can see themselves as well and join you on that journey. If they are not, and you are ready to experience something different, you're ready to align with others that are in alignment for the good of all, then that will play out and show itself to you. Trust that inner guidance. Trust your intuition. Listen to it. Don't doubt it. If you're doubting your inner guidance because you don't feel important enough, worthy enough, that you matter enough, that you're scared, think carefully about what it would mean to not listen to your inner guidance and stay somewhere too long, like 14 years too long. So just know that you, within you, is a built-in plan. Literally, with no story. What do I mean? I mean, your cells didn't come in to, some people, and yes, I agree that you might be having a past life recall, you might be having a soul contract in this lifetime, but your cells, they have no story. Their story is a story of freedom. They have no reaction. They are constantly dwelling in love until that love is contracted. And then their goal is to return to their own knowing, which is a place of thriving in love. No inquiry. Your souls aren't inquiring. Gosh, do you think that the person sitting on the left seat three rows away is okay with us? No, there's no, your souls are not inquiring. They're here for the experience of their greatest aspect. You have within you pure consciousness aware of itself. I'm going to repeat that. You have within you pure consciousness aware of itself. So you have the ability to become in alignment with that pure consciousness aware of itself and become that. Become that. And be a healthier, happier, steeped in gratitude, manifesting everything that you desire, left and right, person. It's there for you. And it's not going anywhere. So I invite you to visit my website, CynthiaSloan9.com, and it gives you information there. And until the next show, I invite peace into your life, into your soul, and may you choose to focus on what builds you up instead of breaks you down. Bye for now.